A Higher Things Reflection for Saturday of the fourth week of Easter, April the 27th, 2024. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Introit for Easter 5. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Unfortunately, the Old Testament picture of God most often seen in our world is that of a grumpy, angry, and spiteful old man. There is even the idea that there is an Old Testament God and a New Testament God, that they are completely different gods. You, of course, know this is foolish and untrue, but the picture is still so common that it isn't strange to hear someone say that they will go all Old Testament on a problem they have. Yet King David, himself an Old Testament king, says the opposite about his and our God. He says that he is gracious and merciful, and he's right. For every example of God unleashing great wrath and vengeance, there are multiple examples of God withholding that punishment as long as possible, giving the sinners every opportunity to repent and turn to Him. That is exactly who God is for you. He could have blasted Adam and Eve back to dust when they fell. He could have drowned Noah and his family too during the flood. He could have killed all children in the 10th plague in Egypt, and not just the oldest of those not protected by the Lamb's blood. Even in those cases, Almighty God withheld His wrath as long as He could. Noah preached for 120 years while he built the ark. Moses had already pleaded with Pharaoh 9 times. And while Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden, they were given a promise, the greatest promise anyone could get. A Savior was coming. While the God of the Old Testament is indeed just and pours out His wrath when needed, so did the God of the New Testament. Only in the New Testament, that same God poured out all of His wrath at one time and in one place upon Jesus. Yes, God is merciful and abounding in steadfast love. He took all the wrath and suffering and punishment and darkness and abandonment that was coming for everyone on earth and poured it out on His Son. He took all of that wrath and punishment from you and redirected it to one who is willing to die in your place. It is hard to grasp, but it is also true. Someone loves you enough to suffer in your place. Because Jesus does this, mercy and grace are yours, for you too are covered in the Lamb's precious and saving blood. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you desire not the death of a sinner, but all that would repent and live. Hear our prayers for those outside the church. Take away their iniquity and turn them from their false gods to you, the living and true God. Gather them into your holy church to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This collection of over 600 hand-drawn Christian symbols by artist and author Edward Riojas will teach you the extensive history of the imagery of the Church. Each symbol is a beautiful and historical connection to generations of Christians that have worshipped before you. A complete guide to Christian symbols, now available from Concordia Publishing House.